General evil, what does that refer to? Hainu hatfilois shel Pesha Yisrael shemispali mohem. When a person davens in a room with Pesha Yisrael, with sinners, Yevatel hora shelohem, v'yase mehora kisei l'gusha. The person has to see to it when he's davening that by his tefillah he should be able to be mevatel the ra that's within their tefillah and be able to make their tefillah, once it's cleaned up, into a kisei for the kedusha, meaning a beautiful item. V'zeh bechinas efer shebet tefillah. When we said that there exists a bechin of efer and tefillah, and we based it on the pasuk va'asaisem rishon kiyu efer tachas kapas raglechem, Rabbi Nizal said this branches out into two forms. Number one, crushing the rasha within yourself, meaning the gashmius within yourself, nullifying that at the time of tefillah. And number two, it refers to crushing Rishon, meaning being machnia, the Rav, the Rishon, who are davening with you, when you're davening in shul, for example. Now Rabbeinu is not, so that's all the bechina of Efer, the ashes.
So the evil in this case refers either to Rishon or to Gaim.
Exactly.
Rishon.
Here he's talking about at the time of Tefillah, the Rishon that are davening with you, as we'll see soon. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Ofor Shebet Tefillah, where do we find a Bechina of Ofor in Tefillah? Dust, not ashes now. Rabbeinu Zal says, Hainu, one of the most important ingredients in Tefillah is, Sheyekashe Resatzmoy Bechlau Ubefrat Im Napshin Veruchin Venishmos Nishel Shechni Ofor. A person has to see to it every time he goes to Davin to be Mekasher himself in a general sense and in a detailed sense, with the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the Shechni Ofor, meaning of the tzadikim amitiim, via oirer oisam betfilosoi sheyispalalu imoi. And he has to see to it to be able to arouse the neshamais, the nefesh, ruach, and neshamais of tzadikim who passed away, that they should daven with him. They should daven along with him about the topic that he's davening and give his tefillah a super boost. Bebechinas, as the posuk says, Hokitzu Veraninu Shechni Ofor. Wake up and sing, you who are sleeping in the ground, in the dirt. Meaning that there exists an inyan when a person goes to daven of waking up and arousing the tzadikim Sheikh Neofor into davening with him, to join him in his tefillah. And this is one of the items that a person should include in his espadidus before he begins. I'd like to ask all the tzadikim amiti and Sheikh Neofor Gadesh Moshe Bar Tzema to join me in my tefillah now, to give my tefillah the proper boost that it could get when they hook up with me. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zehu, this is what's meant when the pasuk says, 'Me'echo yitein be'ofor pihu.' He will place his mouth in the dirt. What is that talking about? When does a person place his mouth in the dirt? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Kloimar shi'ekasher liburoi imshech ne'ofor kanal," meaning that there exists a time when a person gets up to daven that his mouth is hooked up to the ofor, meaning to the sheikh ne'ofor, to the tzaddikim who have been nistalik. He's mekasher his tefillah with them. This is what Avraham Avinu, now we can understand. Now that we understand both of these items, the inyan of Efer and Tefillah and the inyan of Ofer and Tefillah, mm-hmm. Now we can understand how there was once an incident where Avraham Avinu got up to daven to Hashem by the incident of Sdoim, and Avraham Avinu said, Hinei no hoyalti ladaber el Hashem. Hashem, I want you to know that I feel petrified, like I'm holding back from speaking to you. V'anoichi ofor ve'efer, because what am I? I am ashes and dust. What did that have to do with the union of tefillah? He was getting himself rived up to be able to daven to Hashem. I'm holding back until I'll achieve the madrega of ofor ve'efer, and then I'll shoot forth my tefillah. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, because these ingredients are very, very necessary for a tefillah to be a real tefillah. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh nikra tefillah b'tzibur." Now we'll explain to you the whole concept of tefillah b'tzibur, davening with a minion. What is it? What happens? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki oisiyos tzibur," the letters of the word tzibur, "Roshei tevos tzadikim beinanim rishoyim." Is the Rosh Hashanah of the word Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishonim, which means that any time you have a minion, it's a Klolius of these three Madregos. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, I'll show you how a person can be davening alone, having his Hespedidus, and making his Hespedidus achieve the Madrega of Tefillah B'Tzibur. How? Rabbi Nizal says, Beinani hu hamispalel. The one who is davening, he is the one who is being referred to as Beinani. Kemaymar Chazal, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, lo'olam yira odam esatzmoy kilu chetzei zakai v'chetzei chayav. That a person should always look at himself as being a Beinani, that the scales right now at this moment are even. Any mitzvah that I'll do could save me from all Gehenna, and any avera that I do could tip the scales and put me into Gehenna eternally, chas v'shem. That's how a person has to look at himself. So we see that what does a person's attitude have to be regarding himself? To classify himself as Beinani. Okay, that's the person who's going out for the Hispoidibus, let's say. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Tzadikim. What about Tzadikim? Where do we get when a person's having Hispoidibus, how do we see that he's Mekasher, Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishonim? He is the Beinani. Tzadikim zebechinas ofor. That's the bechin of ofor which we spoke before. That the person in his tefillah has to say, Arenim kasha sasmil chol tzadik amitim shevadarenu chol tzadik amitim shechni ofor. So he's hooking up, he's a Beinani. Now he hooked up a tzadik to himself. Rabbi Nizal says, Rishoyim zeo bechinas efer kanal. How does he hook up Rishoyim to his tefillah? Rabbi Nizal says, okay, Rishoyim zebechinas efer kanal. And when a person davens a tefillah and he keeps in mind that he wants to be machnia, vira, within his guf hamegusham, that's how he's mekasher the bechin of Rosha to his tefillah. He's attaching the thought about his guf hamegusham, which is bechinas Rosha, into his tefillah. So suddenly this person's tefillah, his individual tefillah became, in a sense, a tefillah betzibur. He was meyachet tzadikim, benanim, and rishon in his tefillah.
How the rishon? In other words, he was mechavein to crush the
in his
power.
Tefillah, he discussed the issue of being machnia v'gashmias within himself.
Okay.
He was striving to achieve a madrega of his pashtas hagashmias. That's an inyan of v'aseisem rishonim ki yu efer tachas kapes
ragolechem.
Okay. He included the tzadikim in his tefillah. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly this person's tefillah achieved the momentum of a tefillah b'tzibur by this advice, by following this advice of Rabbi Nizal here. Now Rabbi Nizal says, by the way, to go back on what we said before about arousing the power of the tzadikim sheikh ne'ofor, Rabbi Nizal says, Ula oirer sheikh ne'ofor ze yesh befrat u'bechlal. Just as we had by Efer, the Bechin of Klal and Prat, general and in detail, by the Indian of Ofor, we also have a general aspect of it and a detail aspect of it. Bifrat, when we say that a person has to arouse the power of Ofor within himself, where does there exist a Bechin of yourself that's in the Ofor? Hainu, Chelke, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Sheloi, Shebo, Kvar, Begilgul, Venisakim, Veniskam. When a person davens, he's supposed to have in mind that in his tefillah, when he says, he's supposed to have in mind that he's also being mekasher himself to the parts of himself that came down begilgul already and that were already mistaken. Those parts of himself are already bechinas tzadik. That he's being mekasher to his tefillah. That's one aspect of ofor that he's attaching to his tefillah. But that's the proteus aspect. Ubechlal, and in a more general sense, not applying to him himself, Hainu, nefesh ruach neshama shel sheikh ne'ofor acherin, lo'ir oisam she's following mine. That when a person davens, he's supposed to have in mind to arouse the nefesh ruach and neshamais of other sheikh ne'ofor, meaning other tzadikim who are sheikh ne'ofor, other tzadikim who have passed away, whose power he's trying to include, incorporate into his own tefillah. So we see how both in Efer and in Ofor, there's the union of Bechlal and Befrat. In Efer, we said, as far as destroying the Rosha within yourself, the Guf, the Gashmias, and as far as being Machnia, the Rav, the Rishon who are davening with you, other Rishon who are davening, and in the Toivs, in the Ofor, it's an union of attaching to your tefillah the Nefesh Ruach Neshamos of Tzadikim Amitiyim in general, that's Bechlalias, and also attaching in your tefillah the Chelkei Nefesh Ruach Neshama that belong to yourself from previous Gilgulim, which have already become Nesukon, those Chalakim are considered Bechinas Tzadik, Bechinas Ofer, that you're also incorporating into your tefillah. Bobby, clear?
Yeah.
Okay. V'zehu bechinas shivo, we'll be finishing in 2 minutes. V'zeh bechinas shivo shivo hanema b'parah. Rabbi Nizal says, now you'll understand why the number 7 is used many, many times by the topic of parah aduma, because the number 7 is an inyan of tefillah. Rabbeinu says, Shekol inyono shivo. All the inyonim that apply to the Por Adum are mentioned in numbers of seven. Hainu, kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, shivo kibusim, there were seven washings. Shivo koihanim, there are seven koihanim that were metapel in the inyon of Por Aduma. And Rabbeinu Zal says, this number of seven is what? An inyon of tefillah, an inyon of the sphira of Malchus, which is the seventh. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas, the pasuk which Dovra Melech brings in Tehillim, Sheva, Bayoyim, Hiralticho, Hamish Kadetzin Kecha. Hashem, I praised you seven times a day. What does the Gemara say that refers to? Mishnah's people? Exactly. The seven brachos of Kriya Shema. The fact that when we say Kriya Shema, which is the kolel of all tefillah, in a sense, Kriya Shema is composed of seven brachos. In the morning, there are two before and one after. In the evening, there are two before and two after. Three and four is seven. The Gemara says, as is brought in the Rashi Kodesh brings, as is brought in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Sheva Abayim Hilalticha Mishpetzikecha. So that's why the number seven is referenced so many times by Por Aduma, again, because Por Aduma is an Indian of Tefillah, period. Mm-hmm. This is where we hold off for now. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into other topics related to Tefillah, still sticking within the realm of Por Aduma. This Torah he was going into... Rabbeinu Zal says that a person has to see to it, in his, with his Tefillah, to be Mesakein the Sholosh Koilos, Bechinas, and these are the Sholosh Koilos. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain three different types of Koil, which a person has to be Mesakein in his Tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bechinas, there's one type of Koil called, the Pasuk says in Koheles, Koil Ksil, Beroy Dvorim. A fool, how do you observe a fool? A fool is one who speaks a lot. One who talks a lot is a fool. One who knows how to keep quiet, how to talk the least, that's the smartest person. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ubechina, that's one type of koil. There's a second type of koil, referred to as koil anois onoichi shemea. Moshe Rabbeinu said it at the time that the Bnei Yisrael had the issue of the Egel Azov, I believe it was. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he heard a whole load of noise, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I hear a voice of pain. I hear a voice which is bringing me pain. Koil anois. So that's a second type of koil.
Come on.
Rabbeinu Zal says, Ubechinas koil, and there's a third type of koil, Bechinas kol, as the Pasuk says, kol hayoim klimosi negdi, all throughout the day, my shame is opposite me. What type of shame? The shame from hearing the voices of those who embarrass me and shame me. So Rabbeinu Zal... Is this going to take 1 minute? So what are you doing? Come on. Rabbeinu Zal says that there are three types of koilos which have problems with them, which a person has to be nesakein in his tefillah. One we said was the koil tzil. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk which shows that there is an inyan of koil ksil, a voice of a fool. A fool is one who talks a lot. The other one is koil anais, a voice of pain, which we see mentioned in the Chumash. And a third one is the koil mechareif omegadev, the voice of those who shame a person, who embarrass a person, who speak cheruf v'gidufin against a person. And Rabbeinu Zal says that these three items a person has to be masakein in his tefillah. And note that these three items correspond to three items within the topic of Por Aduma. What are they? Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas." This is the bechina of, number one, Eitz Erez, a piece of wood from a cedar tree, which had to be used in the processing of Por Aduma. The second item is Ezoiv, which is a type of moss. And the third item is Ushni Toila'as, a red string that had to be used within the processing of Por Aduma. Hane'emar b'Pora, these three items are discussed by Por Aduma, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to show now how these three items correspond to these three different types of koil, which a person, just like the Por Aduma, its purpose is to be mesakein these three koilos, correspondingly, every person's tefillah has to serve to be mesakein these three koilos. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how now. Rabbeinu Zal says, Erez, the cedar tree, Zebechinas, Koil, Ksil, Beroiv Dvorim. That corresponds to the voice of a fool. And note, a fool is one who talks a lot. Rabbeinu Zal says, what do we mean by Beroiv Dvorim? Beroiv Hanhogois, Ve'emunois Kuzvius. This refers to a person who does a lot of Hanhogois, a lot of different types of behavior, and a lot of different types of false beliefs. A person who has more emuna than he's supposed to. Emuna is an inyan of bereaved dvarim. Emuna is an inyan of dibur, an inyan of malchus. Rabbi Nezal says, however, that here we're talking about a koel which comes from roiv dvarim, meaning too much emuna, meaning a person who has faith in every kind of banana thing in the world, superstition. Emuna is kuzvius, which is referred to, another term that's used to describe this is darkei hoemairi. They were known for these superstitions, as Rabbi Nezal is going to explain now. Shehem bechinas darkei hoemairi, this is referred to as the derech of the emairi. That was a nation which was known to be very superstitious. And now Rabbi Nezal explains. There's a pasuk in Mishlei which says very clearly, "Ki pesi yamin l'chol davar." What is the Torah's definition of a pesi, of a fool? You know what a fool is? One who believes everything. He believes in everything. That's a fool. So we see that ksil, the koil ksil, is an inyan of ribui emuna. Too much emuna, meaning his emuna is in too many things. V'zeh bechinas, this is the bechina of the erez, the cedar tree. Where do we see the cedar tree having any connection with this? Bechinas v'onoichi hishmadeti es v'yamoiri asher kegoiva arozim govoi. The pasuk says in the Navi, Hashem says, I have destroyed the nation of the emoiri who stood tall like cedar trees. So we see that Emoiri is compared to cedar trees. Emoiri is the union of darkei Emoiri, superstitions. Emuna is kuzvius. So we see that the power of the Erez within the Parah Aduma is to oppose the union of Emuna is kuzvius, the union of koil ksil bereiv dvorim, the union of this type of koil, this first type of koil. Now Rabbi Nezal explains, what does this have to do? Why does the pasuk say about the Emoiri? Hashem says, I destroy the Emoiri who are as tall as cedar trees. What does height have to do with the issue that we're discussing now, with foolishness? And this is the Mokoy. Rabbi Zal once mentioned this in his Shiurim. You'll see now the place in the Kutimran where Rabbi Zal took this piece of information. Rabbi Nezal says, V'ha'gvoyhe koimo al piroiv heng ksilim. People who are tall, and note the wording here, al piroiv, generally, they are fools. Generally, people who are tall are fools. In case anybody has any questions about trying to knock tall people, one of the people whom I was told was tall was Rav Nachman Shigerin Zal, whom, from what we understand, is the furthest thing from foolishness conceivable, just about. So I'm saying, note what Rav Nezal is saying here. V'hagvoye koimo al piroiv hem silim. The majority of tall people are fools. And Rav Nezal is going to prove how this works in a physical sense. And note again, Marty, for your sake, Rabbi Nezal's knowledge in all the biological items, how everything Baruch Nias is totally in the Gashmias. Watch how he's going to explain this. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki machmas goiva koimosoi, because a person who is tall, because of his height, ho ashanim, ho oilim, mehalev el hamoyach, where does the brain draw its nourishment? Which organ in the body actually is referred to as king? That this organ, just like we said, if you know how everything in Kabbalah ties in, if you recall, we said about Poseach Hesedecho, Masbi Alachol Chai Rotzain, which sphera is the sphera which provides Shefa to the whole world?
Malchus.
The Malchus. L'chol chai rotzoin, we said, was Rosh Hetevois Rochel. The Malchus. Poseach Hesedecho is only via the Malchus. Note, within the body, which organ is called the melech? The heart. Rabbi Nezal quotes a Tikkun Zohar, which says that the heart, legabi all the organs, is like a king towards his armies. So we see that the heart is the melech, which means that all shefa that's distributed to all parts of the body, including the brain, all nourishment that's distributed to every organ in the body, must come from the heart. Now, if a person is tall, it means that the space between the heart and his brain is a longer distance than a person who isn't tall. And Rabbi Nezal says, Kimachmas goiva koimosoi ho ashanim ho eile mehalev el amoyach, the vapors that go up from the heart to the brain, lehizvashel b'moyach, in order to cook, in a sense, not cook, but in order to nourish the moyach. Exactly. Rabbi Nezal said, ule his havois mehem machshavois, and there to be made into thoughts. In other words, Rabbi Nezal explains here how thoughts are created. What happens is a person eats, the food is processed in the body, and then it passes by the heart. When it passes by the heart, vapors of that food rise up to the brain, and these vapors within the brain are converted to thoughts. It's those vapors that are made into thoughts. This is why, you know, Rabbeinu also says in a different Torah that what determines a person's dreams at night, what they eat during the day, the ma'achol, the ashamim from the ma'achol, and go up to the brain, they make the machshavos, and that determines what a person dreams in many instances. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, therefore, a person who is tall, we know that the ashamim go up from the lev to the moach, over there to become Ashavos. Rabbeinu Zal says, by a tall person, these vapors become weakened because of the extra journey that they have to take, because of the extra distance that they have to travel from the heart to the brain. They become weakened in power on the way up to the brain, because of this large distance. And these vapors become incapable of becoming actual logical thoughts, in other words, powerful thoughts. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, tall people are generally fools. Note the strong lashon that Rabbeinu Zal uses here. First, let's just finish this little topic. Just a minute. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas darkei emoiri." This is what we were referring to before as the darkei emoiri. These superstitions, this roiv dvorim, roiv emunois, she'ein lohem shum seichel. People who go after these superstitions lack seichel. Machmas kigoiva arozen govoi, because Hashem compares the emoiri, those who follow darkei emoiri, Hashem compares them to the height of cedar trees. Bishvil zeh hey ma'aminim emunois rabois v'kuzvius. That's why we find that they have emunois in all kinds of baloney garbage. Why? Because they don't have the seichel to teach them what to have emuna in. And note, Rabbeinu Zal is saying here what he forewarns in a different Torah, that emuna alone is zero. Emuna with seichel, emuna with das is something. And we see it mentioned in the davening. We say, emes ve'emuna chayk v'lo yavar. What is emes? Emes is tiferes, which is an Indian of seichel, an Indian of meichen. Rabbeinu Zal says, when these two go together, that's when you have something. Emuna alone is zero. It's a very shaky item which can be destroyed like nothing. And what is emuna? Emuna is tefillah. The same thing applies. Tefillah without Torah is nothing. Rabbeinu Zal forewarns in the first time on the Kutei Moran, da, I want you to know that what's the most important aspect in religion? Tefillah. Nobody will deny that. Nobody denies that that's the tachlis, as far as Rabbeinu Zal's foreign. But I want you to know that if you're going to try to go to tefillah by itself, you have zero. The only way that your tefillah can be worth anything is ki alidei ha-Torah niskabon kol ha-tefillahs. If you'll study a lot of Torah, and you'll make from Torah tefillah, that's when your tefillah is a package. Which means, again, that emuna alone, which means tefillah alone, is nothing. Tefillah, when attached to Torah, becomes a very powerful item, because it's the learning of Torah that injects chen into the tefillah, that the tefillah should have chen in Hashem's eyes, and should be able to pile whatever the person wants to pile.
How does distinguish a tall person? I mean, 6'3"?
He means physical height. A person who's above normal height. Well, let's look at the world. Look at the world, simply, honestly. In other words, what's normal height? 5'8" is considered a medium height person. 5'10" at most.
It depends on the part of the world.
Okay. Well, in any case, Rabbeinu Zal is stating this fact, that extraordinary height, note that by the darker element, you find a lot of tall people, only basketball players and everything, because that's why. Rabbeinu Zal says, now let's study the other side of the coin. Don't think he's just going to deal with tall people. Rabbeinu Zal says, uktane koima. What about people who are short? Rabbeinu Zal says, Sheho ashanim shelohem nizbashlam heitev. By them we understand that their vapors are processed quickly. The vapors that go from the heart to the brain, the journey is a quick one, and it's processed very quickly. Venasa mehem machshovei sichlias, and there are made from these vapors logical thoughts, good thoughts. Rabbeinu Zal says, Avol machma shesichlam yoyser nimaseyem atoivim. Because some of these people, Rachmon Litzlan, have more brains than Maisim Tovim, they have more Sechel, they learn more than they do, their Chochmah is more than their Maisim Tovim. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Perkei Avos, Kol Shechachmosayim Meruba Mimasov. The Gemara says, Ein Chachmosayim Skayemes. That Chachma is not really a Chachma. A person who only learns Torah, but he doesn't work on doing Maisim Tovim, which means he doesn't work on Tefillah. He stresses too much the Torah, and he doesn't have enough Tefillah. Tefillah is Bechinas Maise. Rabbi Nezal says in one place about Nase Venishma is the meaning of Torah and Tefillah. And in one hand, he seems to say that Nase is Torah and Ishma is Tefillah. In another place in Kutei Halachos, Rabbi Nezal shows how these can be reversed also. How Torah, in a sense, is an inyan of Nishma, and Tefillah is an inyan of Nase. You make from Torah Tefillah. That's a separate issue. But Rabbi Nezal says, Ayidezeh shehamach shavah sichliyes choyzroi selibom. What happens is, these vapors go up quickly to the brain, they process quickly, they're made into sechel, and then when these sichliyes go back to the heart, when these thoughts that shoot out of the brain go back to the heart, these people don't have the power in their hearts to contain within it this sechel, this knowledge. What happens? Rabbi Nezal explains, ki ikar chizuk halev walidei maisim tovim. Because what gives a person's heart strength? The maisim tovim that he does. Not the knowledge that he learns, the maisim tovim that he does, that's what strengthens the heart. Rabbi Nezal says, "Aydezeh," and because these people have not done a lot of ma'asim tovim, you know what happens to them? Again, a pasuk in Mishlei, "Hein bebechinois liknois chokhma v'lev ayin." These people are people who try to acquire knowledge, but a heart they don't have. So they're trying to acquire chokhma, and the keli for the chokhma, the bina, which is the lev, which is the keli for chokhma, isn't shalem. What happens? The whole thing bursts. It becomes nothing. Rabbi Nezal says, "Va'idezeh ha'seichel he'machtiin." This seichel of theirs, not only doesn't it do them any good, but Rachman al-Aslan, it causes them to commit sins. It's the seichel diktusha that they learn because they didn't prepare themselves with enough tefillah, with enough ma'asim tovim. The Torah itself makes them into sinners. They learn their sick, diseased pshatim from the Torah itself. Rabbi Nezal says, "Va'idezeh ha'seichel he'machtiin v'hein hein afilozofin." Who are we referring to here? Those who go after the derech of philosophy. Rabbi Nezal says, "She'ein lohem leiv toy v'tohar." They are people who do not have good hearts and pure hearts. Ve'einom bebechinas. They are not on the madrega which David HaMelech talks about when David HaMelech says, "Belibi tzofanti imrosecho leman lo yechdolach." David HaMelech says to Hashem, "Hashem, in my heart, I guarded your." Words of Torah, the knowledge of Torah. Why? In order that I should be prevented from sin. These philosophers who study Torah, they want the knowledge, but they're not interested in Maisim Tovim. They are the opposite of this category. Rabbi Nezal says, "Umachmazeh," and because of that, because the heart is not a good keli, machmazeh hasechel machtiim bi'oser. The sechel, the knowledge of Torah itself, makes them commit more sins. They are comparable to this moss that grows out of the walls. In what sense? Rabbi Nezal says, Ezoiv zebechinas ktane koimo. Ezoiv, this moss corresponds to those who are very short in height. Moss is the slowest of the plants. It's a concept of shortness. Rabbi Nezal says, Heim balei seichel. These people are balei seichel, whom we're referring to. Aval haleiv eino yochoi lahatzpin koyach haseichel betoichoi. However, when the seichel shoots back to the heart is not a powerful enough keli to contain in it the seichel. So what happens? The seichel starts to seep out from the cracks in the walls of the heart. Note, by the heart is used the term kirois haleiv, the walls of the heart, as Rabbi Nezal is going to show in a minute. So Rabbi Nezal says, Ki libom cholosh v'choser, because these people's hearts are very weak and are very deficient. And especially those noyafim, the ones who are weak in tikkun abris, who study chokhmas philosophy, shema'oid ma'oid mazik lohem. This chokhma philosophy damages them tremendously. Ki libom choser, because their hearts are extremely deficient. Their heart is a zero keli. It can't contain in it the seichel. The seichel begins to seep out like moss seeping out of a wall. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says clearly in Mishlei again, noyef isho chasar leiv, that a person who is deficient in tikkun abris is a person who is chasar leiv. He has no keli. The leiv is zero. The tefillah is zero. V'zehu, this is what the pasuk says, Ezoiv hayotze bekir, moss which grows out of a wall. Note, Rabbi Nizal says, that's the correct word, moss. I'm saying that's what it's called, that stuff that grows out of walls, no? I just wanted to make sure. Hainu bekirois halev. This refers to the sichlios coming out of the cracks in the walls of the heart, which is a heart which has a lot of cracks in it. Shehasechel yoytze derech kirois halev. The sechel seeps out from the walls of the heart. Ve'ein halev yecholo lahokil b'sechel es hasechel. And the heart isn't capable of containing within it the sechel. Bebechinas, as the pasuk had said, as David HaMelech had said, believe it, Sofantim Rosechel, that my heart is capable of containing in it in Rosechel, and that's what prevents me from committing sins. Bezehu, Rabbi Nizal says, this is the bechina of Koil Anoi Sanechi Shemea. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and he heard them performing the act of the ego, and he said, I hear a voice of pain. Rabbi Nizal says, Koil Cherufin Vegidufin. The Rashi HaKodesh brings over there that's an Indian of a coil of cursing Hashem, Kaviyachol, in a sense. Rabbi Nizal says, Koil Cherufin Vegidufin Shemegadfin Klape Maila Bechachmosam Kyodua. This refers to a voice of Bizyanois, that these philosophers, these who are in the category which we're discussing now, they are ones who are Mecharif Umegadev Klape Maila to Hashem. They curse Hashem, Kaviyachol, they speak out against Hashem, against those who really serve Hashem well. They're the ones who are constantly mocking the tzaddikim amitim. Va'aleihem nemar, and it's about them that Shlomo HaMelech warns in Koheles, and he says, Al tischakim yaser, be careful from too much chachma. And this is why, note again, Rabbi Nizal starts off his sefer, Ashrei Tamimei Derech HaHelchem B'Torah Hashem. We're going to be discussing the topic of Torah. We're starting off Daki Al Yedei HaTorah Niskablin. Know that there's a warning. Torah can kill you. Ashrei Tmimei Derech, once you have Tmimus, then it's Ha'ilchem B'Toras Hashem. Then you're capable of going in Torah without getting hurt. Once you have a solid Keli, you're able to deal with the Chachmah.
Move your whole.
Exactly. If you come up these Spheroids the right way, from the bottom up, you start off with Malchus, which is Tefillah. You perfect your Tefillah, you've created a super Keli. You go to the next step, which is Tikkun HaBris, you've perfected the Keli super. Then you're ready to go up into the Meichen, into Chachma, into Sechel Dikdusha. A person who tries to go too high in Sechel before preparing the proper Kalim, Rachman Matzlan. And this is why Ramosenzal said about Loi Toiv Hei Sodom Levadai. Ramosenzal says, because a person who's alone, a person who's single, he doesn't have a real Keli. It's very easy for him to get damaged in Avodas Hashem. A person who's married, who goes into Avodas Hashem, there the Keli is already much stronger because of that Indian of Tikkun HaBris, and because of that he's able to achieve higher Madregas in Avodas Hashem with less risk. Okay, so that was the union of Erez and Ezoiv. We covered Erez and we covered Ezoiv. Erez was the tall ones, Ezoiv was the small ones. One was the Koil Ksil, the other one was the Koil Anois. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ushni Toilas, what about the red string that's used in the processing of Poraduma? Ze Bechinas Koil Shlishi. That's the third Koil which we discussed in the beginning of this paragraph, which is Sheyesh La'odon Bizyanois the Cherpois Misoinim. That's the coil which a person hears when he has people insulting him. He has his enemies insulting him and hurling Bizyanois and Cherpois at him. The Bechinas, as the Pusik says, Kol Hayoim Klipmosi Negdi, all day my shame is before me, Uboishes Ponai Kisosni, and the shame of my face covers me over, Mikoel Macharif Umagadev, because of the voice, the insulting and shaming voice that I hear. Rabbi Nizal says, Vezeh Toilas. This is where we see the concept of Toilas that's mentioned in Poraduma. That's to oppose this. Why? Because Toilas refers to the union of Amivus, the union of a person being able to be shamed without answering back. Toilas means a worm. A worm. Who is the one who said a statement, I am a worm? David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who said, Va'onoichi Toilas v'loi ish, Cherpas Odom uvezuyom. I am a toilas, I'm a worm, I'm not even a human being. Cherpas Odom, I am one who is shamed by people, uvezuyom, and I am the one who is insulted most by the nation, by the whole nation, the whole Klal Yisrael at the time. So Rabbi Nizal says the toilas that was used in the processing of Poraduma is the zel umazeh against this cherpa, the coil of cherufin vegidufin. In other words, Rabbi Nizal introduced the fact that there are three koilos de klipa, in a sense. three bare types of coils, which are nistakin through the processing of paradoma, which means naturally that a person getting up to daven has to also be masakin these three coils, because tefillah is in place of porim. Unashama porim sefaseinu.
What's the last used in paradoma?
That red string, I don't know exactly. You have to look up the parsha of Paradum exactly how it was used. You look up the beginning of Chukas, you'll see. Who we call Jack? Just give me a second. Oh, exactly. The Kohen should take a piece of a cedar tree, some moss, and a red string, and throw it into the burning ashes of the Paraduma. That was part of what was sprinkled on the person. Why? Rav Menasson explains now why. What the purpose is. For the Misakin, these Shalosh Koilos. Okay, we'll try to cover one more paragraph. Now Rav Menasson says, V'zehu shchito sreifo asifo hanemar b'poro shehem Shalosh b'china seyo. This is also the concept of the three actions that were done regarding the Paraduma, which will correspond to what we just said. What were the three actions? The act of shechting the Paraduma, the act of burning the Paraduma, and then the act of gathering up the ashes. Rav Menasson is going to explain what the purpose of these three acts was. Shchita, the act of shechting the Paraduma, zebechinas bitul emunois ksilin. That refers to the concept of destroying this darkei amoiri, the union of emunois kuzdiois. How? Where do we see that? Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Hoshea, v'shochato shitim he'emiku. The Pasuk there is referring to the fact that at that time the Goyish kings prohibited Bnei Israel from going to shuls, from going to shul, going to Bote Midrashos. What did the Jews do? They did worse than what the Goyim imposed on them. They would shecht korbonos to avoid the Zora. So what do we say? The Pasuk says, v'shochato shotim he'emiku, that they were more foolish than the Goyim even tried. The Goyim tried to hurt them and making them not go to Bote Midrashos. They went a step further in the foolishness of shechting korbonos to, in other words, he'emiku means they were stooped deeper in foolishness by shechting korbonos to avoid the Zara. So we see that shchita is an inyan of avoda zara, an inyan of emunos kuzdiyos. We see where the Torah associates those two. So the purpose of using shchita in the processing of paraduma is to be mavatel this inyan of the koil ksil, the koil ksil bereived vorin, the inyan of emunos kuzdiyos. Next, sreifa, the act of burning the paraduma, Rav Enizal explains. Zehu bechinas chizuk halev sheyuchal lohokil as divrei achochma b'seichoi. The act of burning refers to a concept of strengthening the heart, making the heart capable of containing within its seichel. What is seichel? A hot item or a cold item?
Hot, hot harifas, for example.
Yeah. Rav Enizal says that according to the tenuas haseichel, that there is no mayach. That's what warms a person. That's what gives a person his slavistic dusha.
There's always a saying that there's nothing colder than Sechel and Nuchia. It's always easy.
By whom? By them? Unbelievable. They have uncanny power. Sechel is referred to as a ner doluk. A ner doluk, a candle burning in the brain. That's nourished from what? Where does the shemen come from? The shamnunis halei that rises, the oil comes from the heart, rises up to nourish this candle that's burning. What is the candle? The brain. Seichel is always an inyan of heat. Rabbeinu Zal says, look, tnuas haseichel kein moilad hachem shenavuv. That the smarter a person is, the more a person uses his brain in Torah, that's what creates his slavas kedusha within a person to serve Hashem. Okay, so in any case, we see that contrary to their opinion, seichel is an inyan of heat. So Rav Enizal says, therefore, when we talk about the act of sreifa of the paraduma, we're talking about preparing the heart to contain in its seichel, meaning the heart has to be strengthened in heat. Where do we see that? As the Pasuk says, Dovan HaMelech said, Cham libi bekirbi, my heart is warm within me, meaning, normally, if you try to pour boiling water into an ice-cold glass, what happens?
It cracks.
The glass shatters, it cracks. Mm-hmm. In order for the heart to be able to contain in it the boiling water, which means the machshavos that come from the moyach, which are an inyan of heat, the heart has to be warmed first. You have to have this inyan of Cham libi bekirbi. Where do we see that in paraduma? That's the inyan of the sreifa, the heat that was used in processing the paraduma. That's this concept of chizuk halev. Ki al yedei she'ne'etzar divreis hasechel b'lev, because of the fact that the words of sechel are contained within the heart, through that, that's what makes the heart become hot, because sechel is hot, it's heat, it's fire. Oyer, ki ner mitzvah v'toyra oyer. Sechel is an inner oyer. Ki ha-sechel hu ke'esh otzur. Rabbi Nezal says sechel is like a fire, a constricted fire. That's what sechel is.
Pent up like.
Pent up fire, exactly. And Rabbi Nezal says, v'zehu sreifa. This is the concept of burning that was associated with Paraduma.
Okay, you're saying that the heart is warmed up through the seichel, fine, but it has to be warmed up before the seichel also.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. In other words, he's saying that zebechinas chizuk halev sheyuchal ha'ochel
es derech chochma. How? Just, by warming it before.
Just like I was telling you, what do you do with a glass? When you want to pour something boiling hot into a glass, what do? First, you heat up the glass a drop. I saw a thing I never saw before. Rabbi Teitz did something when we were in Russia. He was constantly making tea for us. He would put the glass over the hot item so that the hot vapor from the item goes into the glass, and then you're able to pour in without it cracking. But the way I recall doing it is always you pour some warm water, like from the sink, into the glass and shake it up a little to get it a little warm, and then you can pour anything boiling hot into it, and it's able to contain it. Or a spoon in it. That's another thing I'm saying. But here they're referring to that concept. What warms up the heart? Meisim tovim.
Oh, okay.
That's what's mechazik the lev. Remember we had in the previous paragraph that why are these people not able, why do the philosophers get so hurt with the chachma? Because they have chachma and not meisim tovim. Remember he had that, you recall that? Okay. Kol shechachma sim ruah anasav, ein chachma sim skayamas. Okay. Next. Va'asifa, where does the process of gathering up the ashes, what is that associated with? Rabbi Nezal says, Ze bechinas bitul habizyonos shel asoyin. The concept of asifa, gathering in, refers to the smashing of bizyonos and cherufin, which come from a person's enemies. When a person's enemies hurl insults at him, and he wants to be machnia that, the key to that is in the processing of poraduma by the process of gathering in the ashes. Because we see the pasuk says in Chumash, when Yosef HaTzadik was born, why was he named Yosef? The pasuk says, because Rachel said, now Hashem gathered in my shame. Till now, I was in a state of shame. Imagine the Shvachos had already had two sons each, two children each, two Shvatim each, and I had nothing. Remember Rabbi Klaus mentioned this in the Quran today?
Oh, no.
Right. We heard about this today. I'm saying about the fact that the Shvachos had two Shvatim each, and here Rachel was with no sons at all, and it was super shame to her. When Yosef HaTzadik was born, she said, Hashem has gathered in my shame. Now I'm not that much embarrassed anymore. So Rabbi Nezal says, we see that the concept of asifa is a concept of destroying shame, gathering in the shame, which means collecting it and throwing it out in the garbage. Rabbi Nezal says, Bechinas bitul kol shlishi. So by this act of asifa that takes place within the poraduma, that's what's machnia and mavatel, the third koil, which we had discussed in the beginning of the paragraph, which was the kol hayayim klimosi negdi, mikoil mecharef umegadef. How are you machnia the koil mecharef umegadef within poraduma? By the act of asifa of the ashes. Gathering in the ashes. Now, in the next paragraph, Rabbi Nezal is going to go on to show how all of this takes place in tefillah. First, in other words, he's taking each item. If you recall the first paragraph, he described Ofar and Efer within Paraduma, then he described Ofar and Efer within Tefillah. Now he's describing three Koilos de Klipa, how the processing of Paraduma is machniyat in two ways, by the three ingredients that went into Paraduma, and by the three actions that are involved in Paraduma. The three ingredients were Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, and Shni Toilahas. The three actions were Shchita, Sreifa, and Asifa. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to show how within tefillah is contained all three ingredients and all three actions. The koil ksil bereiv dvarim, the voice of the fool who speaks a lot. That's one. The second one was the koil anoi sonechi shemea, which was the voice of pain, the voice of yisurin, which also Rabbi Nezal had mentioned, if you recall, was also a coil of cherufim v'gidufim, because it says by the Ega Azov that that's what they were actually doing. They were being mecharif klap Yishmaya to Hashem. By making this eil, it was an insult to Hashem. But it's called coil anois. The third coil is mikoil mecharif umagadev. That's the third coil. You follow that? Exactly. The coil of insults which are being hurled at a person from his enemies, which he wants to be machniyam. Rav Enizal begins the next paragraph by saying, V'kol zeh tzorech ha-mispalei l'sakin b'tfilosai. A person, when he gets up to daven Hashem, has to have in mind to be misakin all of this. How? He'll show you in a minute. He'll show you how the process of tefillah is clearly the whole concept of Torah Dorma. You see what kind of significance Rav Enizal gives to tefillah. Rabbi, we should be zeichet to tefillah and to bring about the coming of Mashiach, the Ben Beis HaMikdash, and the Ben Beis HaMikdash.
Amen.